This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with David Barron. His book is American Eclipse, A Nation's Epic Race to Catch the Shadow of the Moon and Win the Glory of the World. David, what is an eclipse? Just how do you define it? And is it unique to planet Earth?
Well, so an eclipse, a solar eclipse, occurs when the moon passes between us and the sun, therefore blocking at least part of the sun. A lunar eclipse occurs at night when the earth passes between the sun and the moon, and therefore the earth casts its shadow on the moon. So we have different types of eclipses, and there are eclipses that occur on other planets as well. But a total solar eclipse really is an extraordinarily rare thing, and the kind of total eclipse we see on Earth really is not seen anywhere else. In our solar system, where the moon is just the right size to cover the sun completely, but only a tiny bit more than that, which enables us to see the sun's full outer atmosphere, the solar corona. That can only be seen on Earth.
And a solar eclipse is much more exciting than a lunar eclipse.
Yes, lunar eclipses are wonderful too. During a total lunar eclipse, the moon turns a dark red. Sometimes it's called a blood moon. And that is fascinating to see. But still, nothing compares with a total solar eclipse when it goes dark in the middle of the day and you're treated to a sky you've never seen before.
There's terms like banding and Bailey's beads. What are these?
Well, so Bailey's beads, that's a phenomenon you may see at the very beginning and end of totality. So at the very end of totality, when the sun is just starting to come out, instead of just having the sun suddenly come out, you see these little beads kind of strung together in a necklace. And those are little bits of sunlight shining through valleys on the edge of the moon. And what you mentioned before, shadow bands, those are fascinating. And I saw those just spectacularly before the eclipse in August 2017. Right before the total eclipse, so as the sun is going away and it's getting dark, if you look on the ground, you may see these ripples of sunlight. It looks like light filtering onto the bottom of a swimming pool. But those race across the ground, and those are called shadow bands.
If you had endless money, you could just fly to all of these, and they come about every 18 months or so. Is that the deal?
Exactly, yeah. So if I had endless money, exactly. So I do have to be careful about which ones I go to.
There's a lot of things people go to great lengths to do that's just a momentary bit of joy. You can imagine deep sea fishing and pulling in this huge, giant tuna. You can imagine people going to traveling to hear a Rolling Stones concert, or I know people go all the way to France just to see all the bikers zip by on the Tour de France. It sounds like traveling to see a total eclipse is one of those things that you just will never regret.
No, because it is, for me, the ultimate experience of awe, of feeling in the presence of something so enormous and grand. It makes me feel puny and yet part of this beautiful, connected universe. I think it's what other people get from religion. I am not a traditionally religious person. For me, going to see a total eclipse is like going to the Vatican, I suppose, for other people.
I bet it does make some people who are not traditionally religious become a little more religious. I mean, it's probably just shakes you up when things go dark and birds start chirping and everybody feels like they're one and there's a hole in the sky. David Barron, thank you so much for a thought-provoking book and a reminder that when we have an opportunity, we can say yes. The book is American Eclipse. David Barron, have fun on your next eclipse.
Thanks so much, Rick.